Hello, Coolabah Joe speaking.
Oh, hi, my name's Nicole. I'm calling from Carers WA. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. I've just got a carer that we're able to fund some in-home respite for. She said she's currently getting some services from you guys. I was just seeing if you'd be able to do some in-home respite as well.
Can I get the client's name?
It was for Heather.
Yes.
Guthrie, Guthrie.
Heather Guthrie.
Yep.
Yeah, she's actually my client. And what services is she needing?
In-home respite. She's going in for surgery tomorrow, and we'll see if get a couple of hours morning and afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the 19th to the 22nd.
Me just write that down. So currently she's only on CHSP, so she only received
Yep.
domestic assistance with Coolabah, and
Yep.
Coolabah is only eligible for domestic assistance and social support. So I
Okay,
wouldn't
so
be able to.
we can't fund that privately.
We can do a fee for service.
Yeah.
So our fee for service is our hourly rate, which is $80.60 an hour.
Is that including GST?
Yep, that's including.
Including GST. Yeah, that's and is that including Saturday and Sunday hourly rate?
So our Saturday rate is $100.76, and our Sunday rate is $112.84.
Okay, that's not a problem. Would a support worker be available for those days?
So how long is the service needing to be?
It minimum 2 hours?
No, so
What
we've
have you
got our
got?
minimum service, which is 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Would she be open to coming into respite? Because Coolabah's got cottage respite, so I can see if we've got any availability.
No, she wants to stay at home. They've got
Yeah.
their daughter coming in and out. It's mainly just to check on him in the morning and then in the afternoon just to make sure he's got a meal ready
Just like a safety
and just to
check.
check on him. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just while she's in hospital.
Okay. That shouldn't be any issue adding 15-minute checks into our current roster over the weekend.
Yep.
So that's for the 19th to the 22nd.
Yep.
Okay, because we'd have to do a fee for service agreement, which would need to be signed either today or tomorrow before the services can commence.
Yep. Is that from her?
Yeah, that would be for
From Heather?
her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what I could do, I might just send you an email if I can get a quote for that. So then we
Yeah, of
can
course.
fund it, and then I'll get in touch with Heather again and just say she needs to sign a form with you guys.
Okay, yep, no worries. So our email address is cm
Yep.
at Coolabah.
Yep.
Dot org dot au.
Oh, not a problem.
So
And with the
just checking with the funding, because we would invoice Heather for the payment. Do you then put that money into Heather's account and then she pays it?
No, what we do, if I get a quote from you guys, I'll send you a purchase order and then you just send the invoice back to our accounts.
Ah, perfect. Okay,
Yep.
no worries.
Yeah, so she doesn't need to, know any of that.
Yeah,
But yeah, we'll
no, that's
fund
good.
all that
Yeah,
for
I've
her.
never done any of this before, so.
Yeah. I just
Yeah,
see
but
it
it's
as
no
the
issue.
easier way.
Yeah. Okay, yes. If you would
Cool.
just want to send me an email through
I'll
and then,
send
yeah,
you
we'll
an
go from
email.
there.
That'll be
Awesome. Thank
awesome.
you.
Thanks for your time. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.